This is NPR.
And good morning, everyone. New details this morning about the young man who shot and killed eight people in an Omaha shopping mall before committing suicide. 19-year-old Robert Hawkins spent 4 years in a series of treatment centers and group homes for young people with substance abuse, mental or behavioral problems. He was committed to state care after reportedly threatening to kill his stepmother. On Thursday, Omaha Police Chief Thomas Warren read the names of the people Hawkins killed, and mourners gathered at churches. NPR's Jason Beaubien was there.
Across Omaha today, people gathered for prayer services for Hawkins' victims. Despite the first major snowstorm of the season, several hundred people squeezed into the pews at St. John's Church on the campus of Creighton University. Father Andy Alexander said the tragic events, in his words, changed our consciousness about Omaha. Friends and acquaintances of Hawkins described him as an outcast who struggled with depression. Father Alexander urged those at the service to show compassion for people who suffer rejection.
We can't know how rejection leads to violence.
16 people are dead in Iraq after a woman wearing a vest packed with explosives blew herself up in a mixed neighborhood northeast of Baghdad. Police say she appeared to target a building used by a Sunni Arab insurgency group. Another 27 people were hurt in the attack. Signs of a victory in stem cell research. Scientists say they've cured sickle cell anemia in mice by reprogramming skin from the tails of sick rodents. It's the first evidence that adult stem cells can be used to mimic the work of the more controversial embryonic stem cells. Scientists say they were able to turn micro bits of the tail skin into cells that make blood, giving the mice a healthy new supply. The Bush administration announced a plan to freeze interest rates for up to 5 years on more than a million subprime mortgage loans. Homeowners have been losing their property to foreclosure at an alarming rate. As many as 2 million people have been expected to face eviction next year as their adjustable rate deals went through the roof. Bush says a new agreement with leading mortgage firms and investors will ease the pain. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
The president says he wants to help people who could afford their initial interest rate. That is, a homeowner who's been making their payments at, say, 7% for the past year, but can't afford the 10% that the loan is about to adjust to. The administration has brokered a deal where the president said the industry will voluntarily help borrowers in one of several ways, including
by freezing their current interest rates for 5 years.
Arm-twisting this kind of a deal is a bit of a change for an administration that usually takes a more free market approach, but the president stressed that this is not a bailout.
We should not bail out lenders, real estate speculators, or those who made the reckless decision to buy a home they knew they could never afford.
That was NPR's Chris Arnold. The five-year freeze applies to people who borrowed money during a certain time period and who have been able to keep up on their payments so far. And a tanker registered in Hong Kong is leaking crude oil off the coast of South Korea. The tanker collided with another ship on Friday. It was carrying 1.8 million barrels of crude. So far, about 66,000 barrels worth of the stuff is spilled out and is making its way toward the coastline. That's the news for now. The news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Laura.
Thank you very much,
Thank
Laura.
You. Back to you, Rachel and Luke.
Is there anything she can't do? Laura Conaway, best song
she
in the world.
She can do everything. She can do everything.
Online producer. Has them turn her mic off. She does it all. Bye, Laura.